Lawyers for the American Civil Liberties Union were back in court in Washington, D.C. today, seeking records about the CIA's supposedly secret use of unmanned drones to carry out targeted killings around the world. A district court in the D.C. Circuit ruled against the ACLU's Freedom of Information Act request, allowing the administration to say it can neither confirm nor deny the existence of the program in court, even though officials up to and including President Obama have publicly acknowledged the CIA's use of drone airstrikes. Nathan Wessler, a staff attorney with the ACLU, was in the Court of Appeals for this morning's hearing. He says the government is still trying to have it both ways.
Under the Freedom of Information Act, it was well-established law that once the government has acknowledged a fact to the public, it can't pretend that that fact isn't true to the court. And the government's argument today was really that the court should take each one of these many statements by government officials, one by one, parse them apart, and adopt the government's really strained and illogical readings of each one of them. It's clear, though, that if you look at any one of these statements individually, statements by the former CIA Director Leon Panetta or by the president or other officials, and especially when you look at them all together over the course of the last several years, there's no conclusion that you can reach other than that the government has acknowledged that the CIA has its own program and has records about that program, and the time has come for the court to order them to be more transparent about it to the public.
What kind of information are you seeking about the drone program that hasn't been released so far?
We're seeking a range of information. We're looking for records that set out the government's legal rationales for why it can conduct this drone program or why it thinks it can. We're looking for information about, for example, the geographic scope of the program, where the government is operating it, but also where it thinks the boundaries might be on where it's allowed to operate these drones. And then, very importantly, basic and accurate information about civilian casualties. How many civilian bystanders have been killed in drone strikes? What measures the CIA takes to avoid civilian casualties and related information? And, you know, government officials have tried to assure the public time and time again that the drone program is precise and accurate and that there are a minimum of civilian casualties. They even sometimes asserted that there have been no civilian casualties. Now, we know from very good public reporting that that's just not the case. So we're seeking access for the public to the actual, accurate, real information from the government, the best source of that information, so the public can make its own determination about whether this program is legal and whether it's wise.
And what would flow from this information? As you said, there were civilian casualties. That's been well documented, but the government doesn't acknowledge the program. Are there civil penalties that are at stake here if the information that is already in the public domain is proved accurate?
Well, that would be pretty far down the road, but certainly we have very serious concerns about the legality of the CIA's drone program and the government's targeted killing program more broadly. And so under U.S. constitutional law and under international law, there are very narrow circumstances where the government is allowed to use lethal force off of an active battlefield, only against the person who poses a concrete, specific, and imminent threat to the life or safety of others. To the extent that the government is deploying these drones and firing missiles at people and killing them outside of those narrow circumstances, then yes, there are very serious questions about whether the U.S. is breaking the law. And we would hope that at some point a court would hold the government to account.
How compelling is the evidence that the program does exist that you are able to bring to the court?
We have drawn the court's attention to a real cascade of statements by senior government officials over the course of the last several years, very clearly discussing the existence of the drone program and some important details about it. For example, the fact that the CIA drone program operates in Pakistan, the fact that the CIA director is empowered to make recommendations to the president about targeting U.S. citizens for death through this drone program. And so there's a lot that's been public, statements by all of these named government officials, and then hundreds of statements by unnamed officials who spoken on the condition of anonymity to reporters. What certainly appears to be, at least in part, a coordinated campaign by the government to get its side of the story out there into the press, but to avoid the accountability that should come once it starts talking about this.
Is there a sense of urgency since these drones are lethal weapons, people are being killed, many of them civilians and some U.S. citizens?
There absolutely is. I mean, we've been pursuing this FOIA request that we argued about in court today since early 2010. And during all the intervening years, this drone program has accelerated greatly under the Obama administration. there have been increasing numbers of strikes and numbers of deaths that most observers agree are civilians and those that are still disputed. But these drone strikes are continuing in Pakistan, in Yemen, likely in Somalia, possibly elsewhere. And so every day that the program continues and every time people are killed under it without the public having access to the necessary information to assess whether this is what the government should be doing is a day that FOIA is being violated and is a day where the public's right of access are being really ignored and trampled. So it is quite urgent that the public have access to this information because policy is being set outside of the public view on this very important program.
How soon do you expect a ruling from the Court of Appeals on this?
We would expect a ruling in the next couple months. It's hard to know exactly when. But at the argument today, the judges were very engaged. It's clear that they really understood the issues at stake, and they really pressed the government's attorney very hard to explain just what their rationales are for their position at this point in light of all of this public discussion of the program. So we're hopeful that we'll have an opinion relatively soon, and we're hopeful that the court will see through the government's really duplicitous response.
Nathan Wessler is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union.